We're the Dirty Filthy Mugs, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Oi! Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Oh, Lord Almighty, Mike, we are back. Can you imagine?
I can barely comprehend it, Blag, but this show is not to be comprehended.
We live and breathe to play rock and roll for the people out there. We have just been busting it this week. I'm pretty stoked.
They took the stops, and we just ripped them right the fuck out.
We got rid of the stops.
Fuck
we tossed them out.
Yeah, who needs them?
The Dirty Filthy Mugs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Working class, regular, oi guy lunchbox music.
I hear the whistle blowing. Let's file into the factory and crank us up filthy mugs.
You know how hard I like to work, Mike. Well, we got in there with these guys.
The mugs.
No, these guys are out of L.A., and this is the real deal. This is a great, great band. They used to be called The Gain, great garage band.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing some garage stuff, of course. We got our features that came from the garage.
That's right. We got the Globetrotter going to Italy this week.
Okay.
We got the Plasmatics coming up on the Estrogen OD. And as always, we're blowing the lid off of some brand new tunes. You know those crazy cats, the Swingin' Utters? Talk about working class heroes.
San Francisco rock legends.
Out of L.A.
Out of L.A. or wherever it is they're actually from.
They're like, we could do it's a whole Globetrotter and just
that's right.
But they have a new 7-inch out. Take the Long Way 7-inch, and this is the follow-up to the last one. Now, word is they're going to put out a full length, and it's just coming out in fits and starts here through 7 inches.
A lot of bands are doing that. The Off did it. Lots of bands are tossing it out that way now. Throw out a 7-inch, do another one.
Yeah, 3 songs per 7-inch, so they come out every couple months. You got to keep up on the Fat Records website. This one's called Effortless Amnesiac from the brand new one here. In fact, I think it's a...
A Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
Like a death by double doll, she's the way we did it in the old days. Back when fucking punk was a four-letter word.
Fuller 4.
That's right. Another classic film, The Lonely Dragster. Now, whatever happened to that guy, man? He wound up in a bad place.
I'll tell you
wrong
what,
place, Mike, wrong time. What was going on with that?
I think he fought the law and some homicidal maniac won. Something went down with Bobby Fuller. They found him in a car. They say it might have been suicide, might have been a deal gone wrong. Who knows? Who can say?
Only time will tell. But
that is a rock and roll way to die, though. Isn't that
how
you
want to
go?
I
want to go mysteriously in a car, for sure.
How about in a studio, like a radio studio? What
That's
if you
right.
just suddenly passed away?
Who knows?
Might be able to make that happen. All right, before that, we heard Social Unrest, one of San Francisco's finest, live from one of San Francisco's finest clubs, Bottom of the Hill.
Yeah, we love the Bottom. Ramona.
That's
Ramona's
a,
Bottom.
They come off a live album there that also features the Swinging Udders, who we played, started that set off with Effortless Amnesiac, a brand new one from them, world premiere. Take
exclusive.
The Long Way, 7-inch. And you know... Globetrotter, spanning the 9 continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, of Kumbaya, of Chaos and Carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Where are we heading this week, Blag? Tell me
this
all about
week,
it.
Mike, we go to Italia, and the band is called Skiantos.
Beautiful.
This is a wild and wacky, almost Bonzo Dog band-like
from
Italian
75.
Band from the 70s from Bologna.
Hey, hey, Italians!
This intro is
respect.
Respect.
Sei fatto duro. Sei fatto come un copertone. Ci facciamo?
So you want to interpret? What are they saying
okay.
here?
Okay, nessun problema, ragazzi. Nessun
you
problema.
Took my salami.
Dahlia is a Blag Italian name, right?
That's right. I'm extremely Italian. This intro is confusing to me, but when they start rocking.
Ma che viaggio ti fai? Intrippato. Brutta storia, ragazzi. Brutta storia. C'ho delle storie, ragazzi. C'ho delle storie te. C'hai delle sbarbe a mano? No, c'ho delle storie. Fatti questo slego.
1, 2, 6, 9.
We saw bright, white, blinding light.
Brighter than this?
Keep on talking about this and that.
Is this the stupid mother that tailed you uptown?
There seems to be some mistake. My name is...
Names is for tombstones, baby. Y'all take this honky out and waste him. Now!
Right there on Radio Like You Want, Dragnet off the Baby Baby 7-inch. Very classic one there, Blag.
Two babies, no waiting from the vibrators.
That's what we like. For that Johnny Burnett trio going way back there, Honey Hush. What a classic. Where'd they pull that one out? That's a cover, right?
That is a cover of a Big Joe Turner R&B jam.
Big Joe, come on.
You know, you never hear Johnny Burnett anymore. Of course, he had the classic version of Train Kept a Rollin', much better than the Aerosmith version, if you ask me.
Or any version.
They had Lonesome Train. Followed. Dorsey Burnett played bass, and of course, the lead guitar player, his name escapes me because I smoked a lot of dope today, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the original lead guitar player in rock history.
Dude, that sound they get out of that guitar is amazing.
You got to call in and tell me who that guy was, because he is the original lead guitar player of all time. Incidentally, you can call us. Go to the website, radiolikeyouwant.com. You can find all of our information up on there. You can download shows for free, and you can call us, leave your dirty messages. Girls, leave your dirty panties. You can email us. You can make this happen, Radio Like You Want.
You have like a dirty panty drop they could put that in?
That's right.
The locations are on there. It's kind of like Netflix.
That's right. Secret locations for
you
panties.
You send them in. And the prepackage.
Mike, I talked to a band I'm very excited about this.
Tell me more.
Oh, man. We had a long talk. We got loaded. And we just had a fabulous time. It was butter. I'll tell you what. These guys are one of the greatest bands. Working class, regular guy. Oi, kind of punk.
Punch in the clock.
It's the Dirty Filthy Mugs on radio.
Like you want to.
Good. somebody's hand, rather sweat for what we need. I may be dead set, I know my head is hard. I wouldn't trade my life for a fancy deck of cards. Dirty boots, colors blue, time to drink the whistle blow. I drink, drink on the run, stand for what is right. Stand up tall and ready when he ain't afraid to fight. I drink, drink to all the runs, drink to be them on. I drink, drink, I'm down drunk and then I drink some more. Salute to all the runs that came away before. We worked to keep the families fed and brothers off the floor. Call us what you want, to this I guarantee. It may be good or bad, dirty, filthy runs away.
Filthy Mugs. What's this one called? Corky.
Bodkin Downs.
Bodkin Downs. Tell me all about this song. What's the motivation here?
With this one, it's kind of, I'm just reminiscing about it. Growing up in what I honestly believe was an insane asylum. The house
your
I
home?
Grew up in.
Okay.
With my whacked out parents.
Right.
And it's basically just the story is Bodkin Downs is the story of this insane asylum and how it warped me forever.
All right. Well,
how it made me what I am today.
Well, we love you for being warped, Steve. We love the Dirty Filthy Mugs, and this is Bodkin's Down. Bodkin Down on radio.
Bodkin Downs on radio.
Down. Like
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Get it right, Blag.
That's right.
That's the first thing.
Said I'm off in the head, mentally I'm not fit. Somehow they got me in here, but I can't remember it. They punish me for my thoughts, always washing my brain. This ain't no place to be, Bodkin Downs made me insane. Without even straining my eyes.
filthy, stinking, disgusting mugs from Los Angeles. Great men and a great, great rock band. Tell me about the Gain a little bit.
Yeah, we were really into, our big influences were The Who, The Creation, Small Faces. A lot of the bands that, you're right, people started digging them up, it seems like, years later.
Right.
And the bands that focus more on songs, more melodies.
Well, yeah, the kind of the unheard bands.
Harmonies and stuff like that.
Really cool bands that should have been heard that weren't really that popular, especially Creation and Small Faces. The Move, bands that everyone should probably, I mean, just they're just as important to me as the Beatles and The Who almost.
The Who.
Well, we were influenced by, even then, AC/DC.
Yeah.
Lighter.
But you guys were always good, too, about kind of looking the same. You guys wore a particular kind of thing. You had your look. You had your sound.
We were conscious about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like a lot of the modern garage bands, that's one of the coolest things about them is that they know, like, hey, we're supposed to, you know, look our way, do our thing. I mean, there was a real sense with the Gain that it was a complete circle. Like, it was self-contained and it made sense.
See, now I look back at it as kind of a little bit pretentious because we tried. Let's just make sure we look.
Right. You're supposed to not try.
Yeah,
that's right.
And kind of now it's more like whatever we come up with, whatever we do, who gives a rat's ass as long as we like it. You know?
Right.
But then there was an attempt. We wanted to say, hey, look sharp, you know, that if you're going to come out in a T-shirt, it better be a cool one. I mean,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was kind of goofy, I guess, you know, in retrospect. But then we thought this means everything, how you present yourselves, and it was kind of the way the mods do things, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've outgrown it, but yeah, that's how we did things a lot more.
Well, we're gonna hear a track from the Gain right about now. It's your pick, Joey.
I like Hold On To You.
The Gain sing Ready Steady Smash on Radio Like You Want.
Scared kids. Oh!
I want you to know that I love you, baby. Want you to know that I care. I'm so happy when you're around me, but I'm sad when you're not there. Sing the song now. What you gonna do? Hold me tight. I want you to come with me.
back with the Dirty Filthy Mugs. Now, guys, you know I'm a dirty motherfucker, so I want to hear about some of the weirdness. Of course, Corky is probably the biggest star of the whole bunch.
Yeah, I was on a show called Silver Spoons. I was on it for 5 years.
Christmas Story.
Yeah.
With Ricky Schroeder?
With Ricky Schroeder, Alfonso Ribeiro, Jason Bateman. I played Freddie.
The nerdy guy. So you played the nerdy guy. Absolutely. And so you really played for the laughs on Silver Spoon.
Yeah. It was a pretty quirky part. So it was fun.
Tell me about the groupies. There had to be groupies from TV. Come on. Yeah, you get a lot of...
There was a lot of girls, yeah.
He banged Aaron Gray.
Look, lying about who you slept with is a big part of rock and roll. Mm. I mean, it's, you know, because then eventually it comes true. But at one point, you guys wound up with a sheriff's daughter, Corky. Tell me this story.
We had a little night. She had two friends, and we ended up going, you know.
And the boys were the Corys.
Well, no, it was me, Alfonso, and Rick. Corey,
oh, and Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, it was all.
Now, he's a big gun nut now, right? He's a big, like, don't take my gun.
I think so, yeah.
So, but probably back then he had a penis instead of the gun.
So the girl swayed us back to her mom's house, and we ended up doing everything, you know.
Oh, I love it. And what were you, eighth grade? No?
No. We were in high school. We were like, you know, 15, 16. You know,
okay.
We were like 16.
Old enough to know better, but, you know.
We were in high school.
You didn't quite have all the pubic hair you wound up with.
No, everybody was fully mature, dude. We were all, you know, and it was all her idea. So we ended up doing all that stuff and
now did you mix and match? Was like Ricky with one and then he jumped to the other one and then he's
crazy, you know.
It was a big sausage fest.
It got a little crazy.
Did you see Ricky naked?
Well, yeah, we were like brothers, you know. We hung up.
Right.
We were like, you know.
You were bros.
What kind of brothers?
You know.
Hey, who was bigger? You or Alfonso?
But.
Give some dirt on Alfonso. Let's have some dirt on Alfonso.
So let me finish my story on this. So because it's getting real good.
Okay.
So Ricky, he answers the phone, and the guy's like, "Is this Ricky Schroeder?" And he goes, "Yeah, it is." He's, "Who the fuck is this?" You know, because he woke everybody up. It's really early, and he's all, "You know that girl you slept with last night? That was my daughter." He's on another thing. I'm the sheriff in this town. He like said straight out of a movie.
Oh man!
And he goes, "I'm gonna be there in a couple hours to talk to you about what went on last night." And then my mom, this is something I just found out a year ago. My mom had picked up the phone in the other room and heard everything.
Busted.
And she told me recently that had happened. So I thought it was pretty funny.
Your mom
picked up. She had heard it, but she thought it was funny. She didn't really care. She thought the whole thing was hilarious. No, there was three other friends.
There was three girls.
No, it was three. It was their friends.
Oh, yeah.
It was an orgy, not a gangbang, Matt. Be fair.
It was friends. We had a party, dude. We had a party, and we were all hanging out. And it was all her idea. She went to her mom's house, and, you know, the whole thing went down. And then her dad called the next morning.
So does this predate his interest in Ricky's interest in guns? Was it like after the sheriff came over, he was like, "I want to be a sheriff now," you know?
Yeah, but anyway, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, there's quite a few things that happened.
And then after that, now to get into the dirt, you guys did, you had all these fun exploits, you're getting all this fan mail, all this crazy stuff was happening. Of course, the ride ends eventually, and now you kind of become like the Gary Coleman type guys.
And
now it's like the ride is over.
Now
and
it's
Corky
like do a bunch of acid and drugs and then go to jail. Yeah.
So Corky,
I went to jail
Corky.
For 4 months.
Yeah, and it was for...
And this is the first time I've actually publicly said this on anything, Black.
Good, I'm glad.
Because you're my friend.
Because I love
even
you.
Even on VH1, they asked me about that, and I didn't give them any dirt. It was an attempted burglary charge.
Uh-huh. Attempted burglary.
Yeah, I was just having fun. That's
and
what
tell
it was.
Them, right.
I didn't even do it. I got busted for an attempted
you know,
something.
He was,
right.
Hey, Black, you know who's stealing?
You know
no
mean?
Shit. They were stealing women's panties.
Yeah, I was 18.
Women's
stealing women's panties? Wait, that was the...
No.
Women's panties. Busted with women's panties.
No, don't listen to Joe. He's lying.
Hey, get real. Get real. You're talking to your boy.
Get real.
Talking to your boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been such a great pleasure talking to the Dirty Filthy Mugs today. Tell the fans what they need to know about this band in three words or less.
Check it out. Dirty Filthy Mugs. Check it out.
Go ahead and get All Yobs In. That's
all
the classic.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear a track from that right now.
Let's go with the first one.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is.
I haven't heard that.
They don't tell the singer anything.
Whatever the first one is, Black.
All right, whatever the first one is. This is whatever the first one is from Dirty Filthy Mugs, Los Angeles.
That's right.
Radio Like You Want.
I try to run, but I got nowhere. I had to fight, I had to hold my ground. Set friends are losing, I'm scars there to prove it. If I'm breathing, I can go another round. Had a girl, and then I lost her. She got fed up, told me not to come around. Well, she wasn't the first, I've been through much worse. Now I'm counting everyone underneath my thumb. And it gets bad, and it gets rough. So far there isn't nothing really bad enough. I've been hurt till I'm dry.
Softer, caring, or touching. Take it away, Wendy.
Monkey soup. You just look like a monkey.
Any monkey suit, you just look like a monkey. That's ridiculous.
You're the one that's ridiculous.
Drugs.
Not really.
My war.
What a damn war! You're what a damn, you say!
The Black Flag right there, including Chuck Biscuits right there. That comes out from the Radio Tokyo sections. Not a radio, not in Tokyo, but a studio down in L.A. That's usually tacked on there to those infamous 1982 demos.
Chuck Biscuits being Canada's number one export as far as punk rock is concerned. One of the great drummers of the era.
Ty Segall, a San Francisco treasure right there. O'Mara before that, our Estrogen OD feature of the week. The Plasmatics, Monkey Suit from their debut, New Hope from the Wretched. That's also their debut 7-inch. And then Blag, you were just killing it with the interviews. Another classic one right there from Dirty Filthy Mugs.
How about those Hollywood horror stories?
Wow, listen to that. Silver Spoons. Now, how'd the guy get started at Silver Spoons and wind up in a working class band? That's
because
about
that's a working class show. Oh, Silver Spoons. Hey, alrighty. Listen.
Punched out, punched back in. We also heard some cool garage shit in there, sort of mod stuff, Small Faces, What You Gonna Do About It, and The Gain, which was actually the original Dirty Filthy Mugs band.
And now for another original from Radio
Like You Want.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're true. I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights that we had. It they won't be cause of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass. Hey, I'm better off being all by myself like fucking Celine Dion. I take you out for dinner and I dance in a show. You hate all the people and food. I'm happy, I'm laughing and fun all the time. You're always in a bad mood. I always look forward, I never look back. But you, bitch, you dwell in the past. So I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your fucking ass. Let me hear the band. Oh, that's a good band. Let me hear the trombone. That ain't a fucking trombone, sorry. Ah, that's a trombone. Yeah, let me hear that tinkling piano. That ain't tinkling, that's rolling. That's fucking tinkling. I knew you could do it. Let me hear it. Come on, get going. Why would you take your love, shove it up your ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights we had. They're all because of you. You moan and you groan and you bitch all the time. You make every beef we got last. I'm telling you, I'm through with you. Stick it up, you big fat ass. You thought you had charm, you thought you had class. You ain't nothing but a big fat ass. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Well, I'm the type of guy that'll touch you in your sleep. Pull you by your hand, it's something that you need. You're the type of guy that can't get it up. And even if you could, it wouldn't be enough. I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler. And I go round and round and round and round and round and round and round. Oh, I'm the type of guy that'll soften your dough. And touch you on your lips, lick you on your toes. Grab you on your buns, plug it up proper. I fancy your wife, but I'm fucking your dog. I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler. And I go round and round and round and round and round and round and Rose on my left, and then there's Gina on my right. But Lindsay is the girl that I'm fucking tonight. And when she sees my donkey, she tells me that I'm blessed. She tears up in my shirt, I've got a nice hairy chest. I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler. And I go round and round and round and round and round and round and round. guy that likes to get around. Touch underage girls when the parents out of town. She didn't like to kiss cause the braces in her mouth. I took her to my car and took her butthole out. And I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler. And I go round and round and round and round and round and round her. And I'm the fondler, oh I'm the fondler. And I go round and round and round and round and round and round and
round and round and round and round. Blank, that's your technique, so I've been told.
The Bay Area's finest. I think he represents Vallejo, but I'm not sure.
Vallejo's finest right there.
They don't consult me. These rappers don't consult Radio Like You Want like they should. But
I'll tell you what, and shove it up your ass.
Smooth E's classic version. The Fondler, of course, to take off on Dion and the Belmonts, bringing it all back around to rock and roll.
Around and round and round and round.
That's right. It's all rock and roll to me. Oh,
big
man.
Big thanks to Dirty Filthy Mugs. Thanks so much for stopping by the studio. We had a great time with you. Folks, we've had a great time with you too. Go head on over to the website, radiolikeyouwant.com. Get the podcast. Till next episode.
Let's keep it dirty, filthy, and like you want.
Greedy Worldwide.